Breakthrough triumphs at the national and provincial levels made 2022 a special year for sports in Delta. The Optimist looks back at some of those special achievements over the past 12 months. All the President's Menets, a lacrosse tournament like no other, and the Ladner Pioneers produced a memorable week in Edmonton back in early September to capture the President's Cup National Championship. It was the third title in franchise history and the first since 2004. It took 8 games in 7 days, including an 8-6 win over Canem League champions Aquesson Bucks in the gold medal game. It was the Pioneers' fourth consecutive trip to Nationals after initially being overwhelmed at the 2017 tournament. This time they headed to Alberta with a roster loaded with pro talent, with longtime head coach Ross Frelick knowing exactly what it would take to reach the top of the podium. Among the number of pro players joining Ladner this summer was hometown standout Logan Schuss. He scored twice in the gold medal game and has duplicated the feat his father, Ed, pulled off as one of the team's all-time great players. Ed was on the bench Saturday. "I grew up a Pioneer. I have been going to Ladner Arena since I could walk. This one is special to be bringing it back to Ladner," said Logan. Bringing the Ray Carter Cup back to his field, the Delta Blue Jays capped their dream summer by capturing Baseball Canada's 15U Ray Carter Cup in Saskatoon back in August with a 4-2 victory over Quebec in the gold medal game. Ironically, Carter is a longtime Sawa-Sen resident and Delta Sports Hall of Fame inductee who served for many years on Baseball Canada's executive. Their home diamond at Windskill Park in Sawa-Sen is also named after him. It was about 8 years ago Sawa-Sen Amateur Baseball's Wayne LaViolette approached Cam Frick about coaching a new Bantam AAA regional team. Under his guidance, the Delta Tigers became a powerhouse in BC minor baseball, including a second-place finish at the 2019 Nationals. The team moved over to the BC Premier Baseball Bantam Prep League in 2020 and became an official affiliate of the PBL's Delta Blue Jays, with the name change happening this season. "Our guys have worked so hard. I got to say I'm pretty demanding as a coach," Frick chuckled. "We play a ton of games. We practice more than anybody and we want to play the best teams. We want to challenge our guys and I think every year it seems we peak at the right time." A devil of a time in Cloverdale, the South Delta Sun Devils captured their second provincial banner in school history back in early June with a dramatic 3-2 overtime win over Richmond's McMath Wildcats in a steady downpour at Cloverdale Athletic Park. The senior girls' soccer team showed its resiliency to twice battle back from one-goal deficits to pull out the victory, capped by Gemma Dumas' go-ahead tally in the first overtime half. It was a script similar to Thursday's semifinal that saw South Delta rally for a 2-1 win over Argyle, also in extra time. There were times this season where the girls had to dig deep and they always did it with the belief in their football and themselves, said Sun Devils co-coach Brent Sweeney. "They just have the resiliency to not hang their heads and they did that twice today." University of Calgary recruit Brianna Jasmine was named the tournament's MVP, having led her team in scoring, including a pair of goals in the semifinal and another in the title game. Taylor Noble was superb anchoring the back line and was selected to the Commissioner's 16 team for her outstanding play. A storm to remember in Campbell River, the South Delta Minor Hockey Association, SDMHA, had to make room at the Ladner Leisure Centre for its first provincial championship banner in 15 years thanks to a thrilling victory in Campbell River back in March. The A1 Storm won BC Hockey's U18 Tier 2 provincial championship after edging Hollyburn 3-2 in double overtime. Blue liner Dylan Van Polgeest ended nearly 90 minutes of drama when he jumped on a turnover to score his first goal of the tournament in the late stages of the second sudden death session. "I don't even know what the right word is. The excitement. The chaos. The parents were going nuts and the guys were going nuts," said Storm head coach Ken Priestley of the euphoria that followed the overtime goal. "We didn't even know if we would be getting the championship banner right away until they brought it out for the medal ceremony. And then you realize even more what the boys have accomplished, and that's coming back to South Delta. Not forgotten." The Sequam Seahawks captured their first ever BC Junior Girls Basketball title at the Langley Events Center. The South Delta Sun Devils senior girls basketball team enjoyed their best season in 17 years, winning the South Fraser Championship and finishing 10th at the provincial tournament. The Devils begin the 2022-23 campaign ranked among the top teams in BC Delta Ice Hawks, nearly won it all on home ice, falling to Pacific Junior Hockey League rival Langley Trappers in the Cyclone Taylor Cup Provincial Junior, B, championship game. It was a dream debut for the Delta Coastal Selects at BC Soccer's Provincial, A, Cup Championships. The girls' representative team culminated a fantastic inaugural season by capturing the U13 title with a come-from-behind 2-1 win over league rival Port Coquitlam Reign in the final played in July at South Surrey Athletic Park. Playing its first season at 11-a-side, the Division 1 squad was formed in the spring of 2021 through a partnership between South Delta United Soccer Club and North Delta Football Club after the BC Coastal Soccer League made the decision to eliminate the Metro Division to reduce the number of tiers, starting with the incoming U13s. A sizzling summer on the golf course, including winning the prestigious Washington State Amateur for Sawa Sens Jace Mini. Ladner pitcher Nevada Johnson earned her first-ever senior national team event and collected plenty of individual awards including Softball BC Indigenous Player of the Year. A clutch performance from Jared Masnick led BC to an upset win over Ontario to claim gold at the Canada Summer Games. The Ladner lacrosse standout would later commit to Harvard. Following the tragic cycling accident that took the life of triathlete and longtime Sawa Sen resident Mike Starko back in April, friends and family launched the Mike Starko Challenge in September. The month-long fitness event concluded with a gala at the Beech Grove Golf Club and raised $37,000 for his favorite charity, Right to Play. The South Point Academy Titans and South Delta Sun Devils reached the podium at their respective provincial girls' volleyball championships in December, earning silver and bronze.